This is the Classic Hits 93.1 Comedy Couch. Hi, I'm Frank Murphy. Our guest this week is the one and only Etta May, the queen of Southern sass. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frankie.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am doing great.
Now, you're in Tennessee, but I wonder where you're from.
Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I know. Go Vols.
For us, yes.
It's UK, you know. Yeah. Look, I don't play center. Okay, for the team.
Well, you do have a blue shirt.
You people are crazy.
You do have a blue shirt on today, so I'm going to call you on that.
I tell you what,
when I
was packing, I knew don't pack my UK hat.
Yeah.
Don't pack anything that's blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. but you know what? Orange just ain't my color.
Why is that?
Because I'm a winter.
What does that mean?
Now, all the women out there know what, because, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, there was this thing where you had to, like, it was like a Tupperware party.
Yes.
But you came to find out what your color was.
Okay, I think my wife is peach,
yes.
Then. I think I know this, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'd put swatches on you.
Uh-huh.
And everybody at the party would go, oh, yes, you're a winter or you're a spring. So I'm a winter, so I have to wear black, red, or white.
Wow.
That's not a lot of choices.
No, that is not good. At least our logo would look good on you, though, because if you'll see, it's black, red, and white.
So basically, I had to live in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because blue looks good on me.
Well, there you go.
Awesome. Blue.
But you've been to Tennessee many times before. I think I met you on your last tour through Knoxville a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been, I play this place a lot. Because it's good people.
It is.
You know, basically, Kentucky people and Tennessee people, about the same.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah. Well, Eastern Kentucky people, not quite the same.
Oh. They're like Western Virginia people.
Right. You guys are right on the border, and I know in the horizon you see something blow up, and you go, well, there goes another meth lab in Kentucky.
Isn't
they got
that the
truth? Sudafed mix.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Well, my wife and I were coming home the other night, and we heard a really loud bang in our neighborhood, and we're like, well, it could be thunder, could be fireworks, could be a gun.
Yeah, right.
You know, we didn't really get excited about it.
Well, I am, but I have a lot of things coming up.
Yeah, what's going
on? You're not going to believe this.
Mm-hmm. Side Splitters Comedy Club.
I'm at Side Splitters this week.
That's one show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. By the way, when you buy your tickets online at sidesplitterscomedy.com, use the promo code WNOX for a BOGO deal, a buy one, get one free deal.
Wow.
We have set that up.
A two for one-er.
That's right. Two tickets, one price.
That's great.
It is a good deal.
I want to come see the show.
Well, a lot of our listeners enjoy coming to Side Splitters, so we set that up for them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else you got coming up?
Well, on Fox TV,
There's
a new comedy series coming out called Laughs, and it debuts in August 2nd.
Oh, that's right. That's like this weekend.
Okay. On Fox. And I guess I'm in the pilot episode.
Is it a stand-up type show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a real unique...
So it's not Last Comic Standing type of show?
No, 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 no. It's like professional comics, and it's 3 minutes a piece.
Yeah.
And it's just like rapid fire comedy.
Oh, wow.
So you get all these eclectic, different styles, you know.
When I was a kid, I used to watch a show called Make Me Laugh, and you would have a contestant would sit...
I'm friends with Gary Mule Deer.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
He's coming to Knoxville.
Is he really?
He's opening up for some, I wish I could tell. Or maybe it's Greenville. He's opening up for some crooner, and off the top of my head, I can't.
Johnny Mathis.
Probably.
He's been on tour with Johnny Mathis forever.
Well, somebody is coming to town, and I can't remember who the headliner is because the name Gary
Mule Deer
jumped off the page at me. That's how much I love comedy.
That's the heck with Johnny Mathis and all them hit songs.
Yeah. Oh, Gary Mule Deer. I didn't know that.
Gary Mule Deer.
Yeah, but they had audience member would sit in the chair. And we're talking great comedians. I mean, like George Wallace level comedians would go up there and get in their face for what was it, like 30 seconds, trying to make them laugh.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And there was a time limit. And if they didn't make them laugh before the timer ran out, then the contestant won and the comedian lost.
Well, I was listening to, what is his name? Steve Martin.
Yes.
I was listening to his book. called Stand Up.
Okay.
And so he's reading the book and he's talking about the earlier years, and he goes, my roommates, and he mentioned his roommates, Skip Stevenson and Gary Muldear.
No
and
kidding.
It's like, Gary, you could have mentioned that you were your buddies with Steve Martin.
Yeah, going back to the early days.
The early days.
Probably before the white suit and the arrow through the head.
Right.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. That's exactly. Awesome.
Oh, and here's something interesting.
What? We're talking, by the way, with Etta May, who was at Side Splitters this weekend and going to be on Fox TV this weekend.
Yep.
I'm looking for that show.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
And just DVR it and come to the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't watch regular TV hardly at all anymore, unless it's Sharknado and you got to tweet it while it's on.
That is so funny. I hate to say this, but I watched it.
We all did.
But I guess Sharknado 2.
The second one?
Are we on 3?
We're up to 2.
Okay, we're up to 2, but I guess there's all these cameos because it's like the worst movie ever, but it's campy and all these celebrities signed up.
Yeah, there's just one after another. First of all, here's a classic part of it. They all get the joke, apparently, because Billy Ray Cyrus is in it, right? What's Billy Ray Cyrus' most famous song? Achy Breaky Heart.
Right.
So what did they have him play in the movie? A cardiologist. I mean, come on.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Everything's done with a wink.
Kelly Osbourne, daughter of Ozzy Osbourne. What's he famous for do? Biting the head off of somebody. What happens to Kelly Osbourne? Head gets bitten off. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
That is hilarious. What I'm doing next week,
what?
And I've been training for 2 weeks, for NBC Sports, I'm going boar hunting in Florida. Now, when they first asked me, I thought I was just going to be walking around Florida swamps chasing women and Daisy Dukes, you know, and with a bucket of chicken wings, you know, going, here, Barbie, Barbie, Barbie.
Sweet.
Come on. But no, that's not the case. I am boar hunting.
Those can kill you.
Okay.
Just FYI.
This is what really happened. So they said, okay, you need to train with this gun and stuff like that. And so I did. And then they said, and you need to train with a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if I have a high-powered rifle, why do I need a handgun? And they said, oh, and also a knife.
Yeah, because the boar will be closer to you than the length of the rifle if you're not careful.
Well, here's the thing. The wild boars are the only animal that you shoot, and it will turn around and look at you and go, oh, no, you didn't. I was eating here, and then your redneck butt had to come up because you just can't get enough bacon. And they said, well, you're going to get a certain amount of you're going to use his rifle.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how many bullets are in the rifle? Because they said it's a semi-automatic, and they go, you'll get 5. And I said, I want a full clip, you know what I mean? If this thing's going to run at me after I shoot it,
yes.
I want like 30.
You want to see it dance. As you.
Yes, something like that. So they told me, and they go, and you're going to be using a handgun. Mm-hmm. And a knife. And
you got to probably get it right between the eyes like a vampire or a zombie, too.
And then I said, why do I need a handgun? I've got a high-power rifle. And they go, well, if the boar has got you down and is thrusting you,
yes.
I don't want nothing to thrust me. I don't even want my husband thrusting me, okay? But
if this wild boar.
So if the wild boar is thrusting you, and which means pounding you into the ground with its very sharp tusks, the rifle's no good because it's too close. So you're going to have to shoot it with the handgun.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what is the knife for? And they said, if you run out of bullets in the handgun.
At least you still have the knife.
I have the knife.
And if that fails, use your fingernail clippers.
Right. And so what am I supposed to do with the knife? Pierce its ears? What am I supposed to do with this knife? And they said, you're supposed to cut into its throat. And I said, like, like across the neck and
jugular.
Get the jugular.
You gotta, yeah, exactly.
And they said,
carotid
oh, no.
artery, probably.
No, they said, don't go for carotid artery.
Why not?
Because it's really deep.
Oh.
It's really, really deep in the neck. Yeah. It's not like ours where it's right okay. there. They said, you gotta push it into his esophagus.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, can you, here's what's going to happen, people. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to miss every single time because I'm terrified. And these boars, everybody go online if you get a chance and just Google Hogzilla.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Hogzilla, 1,100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I remember okay. this. Yeah.
Now, these aren't little bitty piglets we're hunting. These are 200, 300, 400, 500 pound piglets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like
they're ferocious.
Basically yeah. I'm hunting a hippo
mm-hmm.
in the swamps
and it's his swamp
Florida.
And he knows
yeah.
the way around
yeah
yeah
in August.
Oh, you might want to check.
Why don't they just send me south of hell?
Seriously,
you know.
And you volunteered for this? You signed up for this? Your
no,
agent took you
my
up with this?
Agent.
This is not a good plan.
But here's what my agent says. It's like, they go, look, NBC Sports would like you to do this TV show called Crazy on Outdoors. And I says, okay, sign me up. Not even thinking, I thought we were going to go out, doing, you know, in,
yeah.
like a monster truck going mudding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, crazy on country.
Right.
No, it's a hunting show.
Hmm.
And
this is dangerous.
You might, think it is.
What protection can you take? You know, like when you go deer hunting, you can put like some sort of scent on you to try to disguise yourself. What can you do to protect yourself in the case? Is there something that the boar would be afraid of?
A high-powered rifle.
Yeah.
A pistol and a knife.
I don't think that's enough. I think you need more.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what.
I think you need body armor. I think.
Do you know what?
What?
Oh, they go, don't worry, we're going to be hunting with dogs. And I said, okay. And the guy said, one of the guys I was talking to says, yeah, I lost 7 dogs last year. And I said, you lost them, like, in the woods? They weren't
no.
trained dogs? And they
what?
Said, no, the boars killed my 7 dogs.
They lost the fight.
They
oh.
lost the fight.
Oh.
And it's like, first off, why would you let your dog go out there?
Right.
You
well,
know?
This is probably a dog that's bred to fight the pig and then loses.
Right.
But it's, still.
They use flak jackets.
On the dogs?
On the dogs. And it's like, okay, I want a flak jacket.
Two.
You want, I want
get two flak jackets and flak pants if they have them.
Yeah, and the host, he showed me a scar that he had running all the way up his thighs, over 100 stitches, because the boar's tusk got in his leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're
and
not
went
just
all the way up. It
they're
just
not just
keeps,
tusks. They're like razors with and they got stuff on them. They're not
yeah.
just regular tusks.
We're gonna have to have a movie called Bornado.
Yes,
because
yes,
these guys are mean.
This is oh, that's genius. Yeah,
yeah.
Write that in.
Yeah.
Send that. Write that treatment.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Now I'm not a hunter. My husband's a big deer hunter,
mm-hmm.
but he's one of those deer hunters, you know, that. Basically, it's just him and his buddies.
Yeah.
Up in Wisconsin,
shooting Bambi. It's nothing.
No,
just
drunk,
oh.
eating Cheetos, and yet dressed in orange, and still shooting each other.
Oh no!
So how does that happen? You know, they take a lot of Jack Daniels, is all I know.
Yeah.
And then my husband, the only time he came home with a deer is and it's in the back of his truck, and I look at this deer. And I said, and there's a headshot to
mm-hmm.
the deer.
Yeah.
Okay. And which upset me to no end because I watched Bambi too many times.
Right.
And then I noticed, I said, honey, why are all the ribs broken?
Oh, I think
him
I know.
Him and his buddies had ran over a deer.
And then put it out of its misery.
No.
No?
It was dead.
No.
And they tried to, you know. You guys, you'll do anything to save your reputation.
So they shot the dead
deer?
They
shot the dead deer.
to make it look like they hunted it.
Like they got it.
Well,
you know?
They should have shot it somewhere other than straight between the eyes, you know?
Yes, but they've never actually been successful in all the years my husband has hunted.
Well, in Tennessee, you're allowed to find roadkill, pick it up, and take it home and eat it or cook it or whatever you want to do with it.
Well, my kin would never have existed.
Can they do that in Kentucky? Is that allowed? Because in Virginia, the reason I ask is in Virginia, you can tell. When I drive to Virginia frequently, and as soon as you cross the border into Virginia, you just start seeing dead deer along the side of the road. Mm-hmm. None in Tennessee. I mean, I know there's just as many roadkill in Tennessee as there are in Virginia, but in Tennessee, hunters or whoever, rednecks, are allowed to just pick them up and take them home.
Right.
You know, if you find one, doesn't matter if you hit it or not. But in Virginia, they're littered. Up all up 81, all down 66.
But you know what?
What?
What worries me about that is that there's not like a packaging on that deer saying when it expires.
Yes. Well.
When disease has set in and it's too far gone.
I feel that the people who are going to go pick up a dead deer on the side of the road are close enough to nature in that they somehow know.
Right. Right. Yeah,
and
maybe.
I've seen a show where the guy literally used his dog, and if the dog would take a bite out of the deer, it was safe. But the dog knew by sniffing. If the dog walked away from the dead deer, they would just burn it or throw it out.
Wow.
Yeah, I forget what show that was, but it was some show about roadkill that I was watching.
You know what?
What?
The Romans could have really used a professional tasting dog.
Yes.
Didn't they usually poison like Caesar and stuff?
Well, he had people. He had his slaves, and they'd have to eat the food first, and if they died, then the emperor didn't eat that food. You're right.
Yeah. Wow. I wouldn't do that to my dog.
No, you know, how could you?
I love my dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a mutt, but he's mainly yellow lab.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, that's sweet.
And his name's Jake.
Oh.
And he ain't hunting nothing.
Is he named after anybody special?
No.
Just Jake.
No, his name's Jake.
Just look like a Jake.
He's a Jake. And see, my kids, I named my kids special names. Like, I've got four kids, mm-hmm. and my oldest one, Bud, who's 17.
Yeah.
And then Corona, she is 16. Miller's 13, and little Jack is 8.
It tells me what was on your mind.
Right. Or what beverage I was consuming the day insemination happened. And my 17-year-old, let me tell you something. I didn't get a big wedding or anything. We just went down to the courthouse, mm-hmm. and got married, which is much cheaper, but very convenient because it was right next to the hospital in case my water broke. So that was... In Kentucky, we call that a win-win, okay?
It's a twofer ceremony. Wedding and baptism.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Well, Etta Mae is at Sidesplitters Comedy Club this weekend. Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. The promo code WNOX gets you two tickets for the price of one when you buy them online at sidesplitterscomedy.com. Very funny. From
Thank
the
you.
Southern Fried Chicks Tour, the Queen of Southern Sass, Minnie Pearl with a migraine. There's so many... Slug lines for Etta Mae.
Comic with a boar tooth stuck in its thigh. You know.
That's nice.
And come see me this weekend because it may be the last time I ever perform.
That's right. You may get bored.
I may get bored.
Gordon bored.
Gordon bored. Yeah. The ground and pound. Yeah.
Thrust into dust.
This is not going to turn out good, I know.
No, it's going to be terrible.
No.
Etta Mae, well, if I never see you again. God bless you and may you rest in peace.
Okay, thank you, Frankie.
This is the Classic Hits 93.1 Comedy Couch. I'm Frank Murphy. Thanks for listening.